All right. Anyways, we'll pray. Lord, I ask you to help me to we'll be able to share with the room what I have been studying on your spirit, and that it would be an enlightenment for those who are listening. And pray this in Jesus' name, Amen. Okay, so. Okay, I was going to do a series on spirit, soul, and body, but as I got in and started studying, I thought, wow, the spirit is pretty. I mean, all three of those topics are pretty good size. So tonight, I was going to just do the spirit of the man, man spirit, and then each night do a topic. So, anyways, if somebody wants to post in the room, Romans 8:14 through 16. Thank you, Splatin' Ben. Okay, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And then number 16 and 16. And the Spirit itself, him, breatheth witness. Witness with our spirit, and we are the children of God. Yeah, okay, thanks, Ben. And then also Proverbs 20:27. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the bot of the belly. Okay, in Genesis 1:26, God said, "Let us make man in our likeness, in our image." And in 1:27, God created man in His own image, in the image of likeness of man, of God. He created him, male and female. He created them. And that's Genesis 1:26 through 27. Many times, however, we seek guidance by means of other than the way of God, in the way God said. When we do, we get into trouble. We sometimes judge how God is leading us by what our physical senses tell us. Now, God did not say He will guide us through our physical senses. Too often, we look at things from a natural standpoint, endeavor to reason out things. But now here does the Bible say God will guide us through our mentally or through our minds. God does not say that the body of man is the candle of the Lord, nor the mind of man is the candle of the Lord. It says that the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, and that's Proverbs 20:27. You know what? I studied I've done this most of the day, and I'm acting like it's just brand new to me. So I'm starting to get a little nervous. So if you guys would start praying for me, I'm starting to think about this too much. So in John 4:24, God is the Spirit. God is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Man is a spirit. He has a soul and lives in a body, in Thessalonians 5:23. Okay, when the physical body of man is dead in the grave, the spirit lives on. This part of man is eternal. The spirit can never die, and the man is a spirit. Paul is speaking about the physical death here in Philippians 1:23 and 24, and I wanted to get that out in the Amplified. I like the way it's read in the Amplified. Philippians 1:23 and 24. But I'm hard pressed between the two. My My yearning's desire is to be is to depart in and to be free of the world, to set forth and be with Christ, for that is far, far better. But to remain in the body is more needful and essential for your sake. So Paul is going to live rather in the body or out of the body. He is still going to live. If he abides or lives in the flesh, he can teach the church in Philippi. He and be a blessing to them. That would be more needful for them. It would be far better for Paul himself, however, to depart and to be with Christ. Paul was actually saying, I am going to live in the body, or I'm going to depart and be with Christ. So, what it's saying, some people believe that, like, when a person dies, they're like dead as a dog. But when it dies, man is more than a body. He is a spirit. He has a soul and lives in a body. Others say that when a man dies he is in soul sleep. The Bible does not teach that. Some say that the spirit does depart, all right, but also comes back as a cow, a dog, or something else. Reincarnation is not uns is unscriptural, and unbiblical. If you stay with the Word of God, it will solve all your problems. Along with this line, Paul said, "I am going to depart, and I am going to be with the Lord, which is far better." And then in okay, and then 2 Corinthians 4:16. But through our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. So, when we are born again, our when we're born again, it's our spirit that's born again, and then the Holy Spirit also comes in, lives within us. So we have like two spirits, or our spirit and the Holy Spirit, and it's our spirit that gets renewed when we're born again. And also, something else I wanted to say too. Yeah, when people are born again, you can see the glow coming out of them. Even like when you're spending time with God in His presence, there's a glow. I can tell, like, there's the one guy that goes to my church. I go to like a like you know there's all different kinds of nationalities and colors and that go there. And so this one guy that goes to my church, I saw him. He's kind of a dark man, and but when he's in the Word, when he's studying the Word, and when he's spending time with God in His presence, he glows, he shines. But when he's not, he doesn't shine as bright. And I know one time I was spending time with God in His presence, seeking Him and praising and worshiping, and I've just like felt so good. I felt like the anointing on me. It just like there's like a coolness all through my body. And I walked into this bookstore with this guy that who's my doctor, who used to be my doctor. He's now retired. And he says, "Lady," he goes, "what is it about you?" He goes, "What is it?" I says, I go, "Well, what, you know?" I know what he was looking at, and I says, "Well, what do you see?" And he says, "Well, you glow, you glow." And I says, "Well, that's what happens when you spend time in, you know, as a Christian, spending time with God in His presence, and it's called the anointing, and no other religion, no other can give that, because it only comes through." A renewed body, and through I mean through I mean re renewed spirit, when your spirit is renewed in the Word of God, and also born again, and so and spending time with God in His presence. So and so with that, I can tell when people are like it's born again, and because they glow, they shine, and people are drawn to that when somebody is shining with the God's glory on them. And so, like I said, this part of man is born again, and man's spirit receives the eternal life, the life of God, the nature of God, and it's man's spirit that's made a new creature in Christ. Paul calls man's spirit the inward man. Peter calls man's spirit the hidden man of the heart. And last night, Splatt talked about the heart of man. And for some of you that weren't in the room at the time when Splatt was talking, talking about the heart, was really good last night. You can hear it on his blog, and so Splatt can he'll post that in the room, his blog, and from all the other teachings that other ones has taught on Ben and Jane. So in 1 Peter 3:24, 3:4, I mean. Oh, you already got that. But let it be that the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of the meek and the quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God, of great price. Okay, in many places in the Bible speaks of the heart and is this and it is speaking of the spirit, and that is the real man. And then 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. This is talking about the inward man. It couldn't be talking about the outward man when you are born again, because a new creature, you do not get a new body. The outward man is just like it was before. If you were bold, then you're bold when you're born again. And that, of course, the outward man ages, whereas the inward man is renewed daily. You know, as you're spending time in the Word. And another thing God was showing me too when I was studying this. Let's see if I can find it on my notes. He said, "Hopefully, I'm better. I keep improving each time when I talk about the soul. I'm better than I am today." But okay, the outward man is just the house, and the real you lives in it. When the outward man is sick, the inward man is weak, meaning that one is not spending time in the Word, in seeking God, in studying His Word daily. So it shows on the outward man. And God was like showing this even with even my situations. Why, questions on why I'm not over some situations in my life, and it's like not spending enough time in the Word, which I don't always spend enough time in the Word. So the more I get in the Word, and like Splatt was saying too, spending time in the Word, and it's what's in the heart, and it comes out. And so true, it does come out. What is in the heart, which is the man's spirit, comes out in the outward man, the flesh. When we're sick and we're dealing with the sickness in our body and the illness in our body, and we're a child of God, then we're not spending enough time in God's Word, in studying His Word, and what His Word has to say about sickness. And of course, Jesus has already healed us in Isaiah 53. He's already taken upon Himself all of our sins, sickness, and diseases. So when we aren't meditating on His Word, to where we know His Word more than the problem in our body, then those signs will show on our body, on our outward signs of our body. So we have to renew our minds. We have to renew our spirit daily in the Word, feeding upon food, and instead of feeding our bodies with the natural food. And so, because I'm not going to be going on as long as some of the other ones are doing, because hopefully on when we get to the, hopefully I'll get better at this the more I do it. I was look, as I tell men, I was looking forward to doing this because I want to overcome some areas in my life, which is talking on the mic, and overcome the shyness. So I have done some of that in my past, in my own hang-ups that I had. I used to have a fear of water, so I took up scuba diving to overcome the fear of water. And so that I accomplished that. So I was able to scuba dive down in the Virgin Islands up to 85 feet. So anyway, so now this of overcoming the shyness of talking to people, even though I don't see your face eye to eye, it's just as bad. But yeah. So, anyways, okay. If we're going to be led by the Spirit of God, we must become more spirit conscious, or we'll miss out on the whole thing. God's Spirit leads us through our spirit. Paul's put our spirit first. Become more conscious of the inward man. Realize that you are a spirit being, that you become a new creation by create you become a new creation recreated by God in Christ Jesus. It will help you grow spiritually. And so he said, begin to think like this. At the first, say to yourself, I am a spirit being, I have a soul, and I live in a body. And to become more spirit conscious, it's helped, it will help your faith become faith, because faith is of the spirit or the heart. So anyways, that's all I have to say. And the next time I will talk on the spirit and the soul. Don't know when that is, but next week sometime. And so thank you for all listening and having patience with me. So you can remove the dots. And if anybody have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them. Okay, here's the mic.